Okay, let us start. I am the Faye driver. Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. It looks like there's a cop parked here just staring me down, folks. There's a cop parked here staring me down. Okay, so first things first, we have, I don't know if I should be apologizing for my last episode about all of the transmission information. Whoa, sorry about that. I have no excuse. In fact, I'll probably talk more about it today. I gotta turn on my blow. Get my AC on. Oh my goodness me. It's too many. I don't want. Come on, I turned down. Oh, I just want it on the fucking window. Oh my god. I'm gonna wait until the fan's done blowing. Okay. Alright, folks. Now, let's start the show off with a voicemail from the Scotty, the little Aussie battler. All right, here's Scotty, and I'm going to start driving. Can you hear the rain, by the way? It is torrential fucking pouring rain down here today. And my driveway's already flooded a couple of times. Whatever. That's normal, I suppose. Okay, so here is Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
Good morning, Faye driver. This is Scotty, little Aussie battler, and what a glorious summer's day it is here in Brisbane. The sun is shining. Well, let's face it, when does it ever not shine here in Queensland? Beautiful one day, perfect the next. Listen, car question. You didn't cover in your last little show whether diesels are the same as those petrol engines. Can I just jump in my diesel Peugeot, turn the engine on, and burn away at 100 kilometres an hour? Because my next door neighbour was only telling me a couple of weeks ago, don't you let that car idle? You've got to let diesels idle before you drive away. So, please advise. The second question is, my rear brakes need doing. I've been hearing this massive grinding noise from the...
No, Scotty!
Rear brakes. Like, full-on grinding. Like, someone's dropping a piece of metal onto the road to stop the car.
Oh, Scotty!
So I'm thinking I should get my brakes done, or checked, or looked at, or replaced. Mm-hmm. And I got a quote yesterday. I got two quotes. One from the Peugeot dealer. $810 for the rear brakes, and another one from a everyday side of the road mechanic, $534. So, what do you think? How are those prices? Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Scotty. First, well, let's talk about the brakes, since they're top of mind. $810 is a lot of money for rear brakes, but it sounds like you're going to need rotors and pads, which means you've let your brakes go too far. When brakes are squealing and sound like metal grinding against metal, then that is too far. You've let it go too long. You've destroyed your rotor, which is why your brake job, which should usually cost $200 or $300, is $560. So, bad, Scotty, bad. So, let's talk about what has happened to you. Usually, there's a little bit of a warning that you get. You'll get a little tiny, quiet squeal when you step on the brakes, just for just a little bit, and that's a little chunk of metal that rubs up against the rotor as your brakes wear out. And when the pads get really low, which yours have done, you'll get a little warning squeak. But if you go too long without addressing that warning squeak, then you get what you've had happen, where you've run your pads down to metal on metal. So you've let it go too long. So this is why you need new rotors and brake pads. 560 or whatever that guy quoted you is good. What can happen when you do a brake job is that the cheaper brake jobs will get you cheaper replacement parts. That's not so bad for a rotor, for instance. But if you're getting cheaper brake pads, they can be noisier. They may not last as long, and you may not have as good of a stopping distance. So Peugeot is charging you full price because they want to give you good rotors. Cheaper rotors will warp much faster than good rotors will. They'll get you the original equipment brake pads, which have been engineered to work properly with the rotors that you've had from day one. So if you're keeping this car for a very long time, I would recommend spending the extra money at the Peugeot dealer, or take it to your shade tree mechanic, your cheaper local guy, and just ask him to make sure he buys good parts. Don't get cheap parts. Ask him to purchase for you the higher quality original equipment rotors. All right, Scotty. So don't ignore the squeaks and squeals that you hear when you put on your brakes, because it's cost you twice as much now to repair this brake job. Now, to Scotty's question about the diesels and the warming up of the diesels and such. Your neighbor is a quack, and you do not need to idle your diesel any more than you need to idle any other car. In large trucks, like semi-trucks, which are diesels, they don't take well to being turned off or to starting in the cold, so it's much more common for a large diesel truck to just be left idling. But in these tiny little three-cylinder, four-cylinder diesels, there's no issue. Start the car, give it 30 seconds to warm up, and off you go. Drive away. Because you're just wasting gas sitting there idling. And you're not going to make the car any warmer when it's at idle. Your car will warm up as you drive it, much faster than it will sitting there shivering in the cold for 10 minutes hoping to get some heat out of the heater. And you don't even have cold weather there in Australia, for fuck's sakes. So turn your car on and drive away. God, thank you. Now, I wonder if I should continue my diatribe about transmissions. We didn't talk about constant velocity transmissions, CVTs, which would have been fun. I've got to get some blow going on my windshield here. Can you hear the rain? Oh, it's such a miserable day, and I'm going out in this weather just so I can talk to you, Pinkies. The things I do for my craft, for my people. You're so important to me. Oh, my goodness. So what to tell you? Let's see. What's going on around here? Coming up to the end of January. It is the end of January right now, actually. Another day or so. So I guess I can tell you about going skiing. We went skiing, Mr. Anderson and I. You know, now that I'm working 9 to 5, against my better judgment, Mr. Anderson and I are spending an awful lot of time together. I gotta tell you, it's just been enjoying the sweet, sweet romance of two people living together in one house and spending every waking moment together. So we went skiing. Actually, it was night skiing we went to. And we had a great, great fun time. We went to a place called Mount Seymour, which is just a little mountain here in Vancouver. They have a couple of lifts. Skiing is cheap. It only takes about an hour to get up there from where we live. So it's nice to be able to just zip up to a hill and go skiing for a few hours. So Mr. Anderson and I did that. They have, obviously, they have lights all over the hill. And I would have let you in there, Mr. Maniac Truck Driver. So yeah, it was cold for a bit and there was a lot of snow, but then, oh, it was so beautiful. By the end of the night, the snow and the fog had lifted, and we had a clear view of the city. This Mount Seymour is one of these mountains where you can see the downtown core of the city from the top of the mountain. So it ended up being very romantic. So we had a lovely time, Mr. Anderson and I, doing some skiing, being some very yuppie-ish, lovely skiing people. So that was fun. And so we have several of our weekends are planned. We got a couple of trips coming up. We're going to be going up to see Mr. Anderson's mother in a couple of weeks. And it's going to be my 51st birthday in March. So we're going to go and do a little trip there for my birthday because I insisted, and I'm a man. And I said I want to go on a trip because I'm a man. So Mr. Anderson and I are going to do a little bit of traveling. We have this magnificent traveling car, of course, the Assassin. So if you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm going to look forward to driving around British Columbia's roads. Okay, I think that's all I have. Nothing too exciting or fantastic going on. I am here. I am the Faye Driver. Don't forget about me. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And maybe in the next episode, I'll talk at length about constant velocity transmissions. Good God, save us, please. Somebody save us. Send in a question about something else.